Today's Amud is Sukkah Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top, by the words Amar Le Abaye. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye L'Rava, or the Girsa of the Bach is L'Rabo. Abaye said to Rabo, Maishna Lulav Davdinen Le Shiva Zeichel L'Mikdash, why is it that we have this difference that when it comes to the lulav, so even bebedina, even outside the mikdash, nowadays we take the lulav all 7 days of Sukkot as a zecher for what they did in the mikdash. Since in the mikdash they took it all 7 days, so we too nowadays we take the lulav all 7 days as a zecher la mikdash. Whereas when it comes to the arava, we don't have a 7 day zecher. We have a zecher on the last day of Sukkot, on Lishan Rabbo, that's the day of the Arava, but we don't do 7 days as a Zecher LaMikdash. In the Mikdash, they took the Arava all 7 days of Sukkot. So why is it that we don't have a Zecher for the Arava all 7 days like we do by the Lulav? So Amar Le, so Rava or Rabbo said back to Abaye, Ha'il va'adam yaitse yidei chayvasoi ba'arava shebalulav. The reason why we don't have to take a separate Arava as a Zecher LaMikdash is because we already are taking an Arava Zecher LaMikdash all 7 days of Sukkot, because one of the Dalet Minim is an Arava inside the Lulav, inside the Eged is an Arava, and therefore through that we're Mekayim the Zecher all 7 days. However, Amar Le, Abaye said back, no, that doesn't count. When we take the Arava in the Lulav, that's being done l'shem the Lulav. And if you'll tell me that, okay, no, what you do is you pick up the Lulav, and then you have the Arava in there that's l'shem the Lulav, and then you put it down and you pick it up again, and now you're picking up the Arava l'shem the Zecher of the Arava. But says Abaye, v'hamaisin b'chol yoyim, d'loy kav dinan hachi. Hamaisa, that's not what people do. We don't do such a thing. We don't pick it up twice, or at least we don't pick it up twice with intentions that it should be for that Rava. So if so, why don't we have a Zecher for that Rava all 7 days? So says the Gemara, Am Reb Zvid. Reb Zvid said, Mishmei de Rava, in the name of Rava, that lulav d'araisa, lulav, which is a mitzvah d'araisa, avdinan shiva, zecher l'mikdash. So we have a zecher for the lulav all 7 days because it's d'araisa. However, arava d'rabanan, lo yavdinan la shiva, zecher l'mikdash. Arava, which anyways, the whole mitzvah of arava is only d'rabanan, so we don't do a zecher l'mikdash all 7 days. In fact, the Gemara, arava is d'rabanan, leman. According to who are you proposing that the mitzvah of arava is only d'rabanan? Ilei mal Abba Shaul. If you're going to tell me, it's according to Abba Shaul, ha'amar arvei nachal ksev. He learns out from arvei nachal, b'lashon rabim, that shtayim, that there are two different mitzvahs of arava, achas lulav, achas l'mikdash. One for the lulav, and one for the mikdash, for the mitzvah of arava. And ilu rabbanan, and if you'll say that no, it's according to the rabbanan that are chilek and abashol that they hold that the mitzvah of arava is only mid rabbanan. That's not true. Hilchas gemirila. The rabbanan who argue in abashol, they hold that it's a halach l'maishim sinai. The amrav asi amrav yaychan mishum rab nechunya ish bekas bischorson that eser netiyos, that the idea of eser netiyos, which we mentioned earlier, is a halacha with regards to shmita, that even though there's tesefa shvias, a person's not allowed to plow his field from 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, going into a Shemitah year, if he has these 10 young trees within a certain area, so then he's allowed to. And Arava, the mitzvah of Arava on Sukkot, v'nisuch hamayim, the mitzvah of nisuch hamayim that we would pour water onto the mizbeach special on Sukkot, all these things are alach l'maishim misinai. So you see that Arava is alach l'maishim misinai. Mimanifshach Arava is v'shur d'araisa. Either it's from the pasuk arvei nachal, or it's from the alach l'maishim misinai, but alach l'maishim misinai is d'araisa. So how could you tell me that the reason why we don't have a zecher for the arava all 7 days of Sukkot is because it's the rabbanan? There's nobody that holds that the mitzvah of arava is only mid rabbanan. Rather, says the Gemara, Elo Amar Reb Zvid Mishmei de Rava. Rather, this is what Reb Zvid said in the name of Rava, that lulav de isla ikur min ha-toira bigvulin. Not that lulav, the mitzvahs d'araisa, as opposed to arava, which is d'rabanan. Lulav, that even bigvulin, even outside the mikdash, there is a mitzvah d'araisa of lulav. It's only on the first day, but it has a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah d'araisa of lulav outside the mikdash. So therefore, avdinan le'shiva zeichel mikdash. So because it already is d'araisa, so it's more chashav, I guess, so then we make a 7 day zeichel mikdash. Whereas arava, when it comes to the mitzvah of Arava, the last la ikr min atayra bigvulan, there is no mitzvah daraisa whatsoever to take the Arava outside the mikdash. The only mitzvah is inside the mikdash. There is no mitzvah outside. So therefore, la yavdinan shiva zecher la mikdash. So therefore, it doesn't get a 7 day zecher, we just give it a 1 day zecher. So that's the Gemara's final teretz, that the reason why there's a difference between lulav and Arava, that lulav in the mikdash, they were both taken 7 days. So why is it that nowadays we take the lulav all 7 days as a zeichel mikdash, and Arava we only take on 1 day? It's because lulav is daraisa outside the mikdash, at least on the first day, and Arava is only midrabanan. In Arava there is no mitzvah midaraisa. Says the Gemara now, I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Nu alacha, kayanim bali mumin nichnasin bina ulam v'lamizbeach, kidei latzeis be'arava. Says Reish Lakish that even kayhanim who have a mum, bali mumin, still they're allowed to go into the area that's between the ulam and the mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. The kayhanim that were bali mumin, even though typically they were not allowed, it's aser for them to go into the area that's between the ulam and the mizbeach. However, kidei latzeis be'arava, they could go there in order to fulfill this mitzvah of arava of going around the mizbeach, so they are allowed to go there, even though typically it's aser, for the mitzvah of arava it's mutter. So Taisus Dibramaskul Amar says that the iser is only midrabanan, so being that the iser for the kehanim bali mumin to go to the area bein ulam v'la mizbeach is only midrabanan, so therefore the daraisa of a kafas hamizbeach going around with the arava, that trumps over this iser derabanan for them to walk into that area. However, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and Leisa Sei Samach Tes is clear that the iser for the kehanim bali mumin to go into the area bein ulam v'la mizbeach is daraisa. So according to the Rambam, so the Mefarshim on the Rambam on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Megillas Esther, the Leif Sameach, so what they say, but that's the Rambam, is that according to the Rambam, that there's an iser daraisa for the kehanim to go there. So the reason why Reish Lakish allows them to go for the arava is based on the classic principle of asei deicha leisasei. There's a leisasei for them to go there, but there's an asei for the mitzvah of arava. So therefore, we say asei deicha leisasei, and that's why they're allowed to go. But Al-Kabanim, it comes out that for some way or another, the mitzvah asay, the mitzvah daraisa of Arava, is going to trump over the iser for the kehanim bali mumin to go into the area bein ulam v'la mizbeach, and Mamela says Reish Lakish, they do go there, they are allowed to go there. Amr le Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said to Reish Lakish, Mi Amra, is that really true? Is that really true? So right now the Rashi explains, right now we think, the Gemara assumes that when Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, is that really true, Mi Amra, he was asking that the mitzvah of Arava is not daraisa. And being that the mitzvah of Arava is not daraisa, so therefore there's no reason why it should trump over the iser for the kehanim bali mumin to go to the area bein ulam v'la mizbeach. It's not daraisa. It's definitely not. So according to the Rambam, for sure it shouldn't trump, and even according to Taisus, there's no reason to push to the side the iser for the kehanim that are bali mumin to go to that area. However, says the Gemara, is Rabbi Yochanan really suggesting that the mitzvah of Arava is only midrabanan? Mi Amra? What do you mean, Mi Amra? Ha'ihu Amar. Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one who said that Arava is daraisa. Like we just quoted, the Amr Rabbi Yaisi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Nechunya, Yishbekas, Beis Chorson, that Eser Netiya is Arava, V'nisach HaMayim, Olach L'mayishim Esinai. We just quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the mitzvah of Arava is daraisa, it's Olach L'mayishim Esinai. So how could he ask on Reish Lakish, Mi Amra, is that really true? Ki'ilu that the mitzvah of Arava, suggesting that the mitzvah of Arava is only midrabanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one who said that the mitzvah of Arava is midaraisa. Ella says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan meant to ask Reish Lakish is that Mi Amra bin Tila Dilma Bizkifa, that who says the mitzvah is to go around the Mizbeach, is to hold it and take it and go around the Mizbeach, maybe the mitzvah is just to stand it up, and therefore there's no reason for the Kehanim Bali Mumin to go around. Or Rashi says Dilma Bizkifa, and you only need one Kayin to perform the mitzvah, and therefore there's no Chiyav for every Kayin. There is no Chiyav on each individual Kayin to perform the mitzvah, and Mamela, we're not going to say in such a case that a Kayin who's a Baal Mum, that he has a personal Chiyav Daraisa to go there, and therefore there's no reason to allow him to go into the area that's been Ulam V'la Mizbeach. And also says the Gemara, Mi Amra B'Bali Mumin, who says that even if there is a mitzvah in the Tila, and there's a mitzvah for every Kayin to do it, who says that Kayhan and Bali Mumin have a mitzvah? Delma B'Tmimim. maybe the mitzvah was only given to Tamimim, to a kohen who's not a Baal Mum. And therefore, there's no mitzvah on the kohen who's the Baal Mum, and there's no reason that it should override the Isser for the kohen to go into the area that's been Ulam Lamizbeach. So Reish Lakish had this chiddush that they're allowed to go, and Rabbi Yechanan questioned him, Mi Amra, based off of these two questions that he pointed out, that Reish Lakish seemed to make two anachos. First of all, that the mitzvah's been tilo and not beskifa, and second of all, that the mitzvah's been a tilo, and that there's a mitzvah even on Bali Mumin. And Rabbi Yechanan questioned both of those assumptions. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Itmar, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, we don't know who said which shita, but the Gemara will prove it soon, but right now we don't know. It says the Gemara, Chad Amar Arava Yisoid Nevi'im, V'chad Amar Arava Minog Nevi'im. One of them says that, one of them said that Arava is Yisoid Nevi'im, the other one said that Arava is Minog Nevi'im. So now, what's the difference between Yisoid Nevi'im and Minog Nevi'im? So Rashi fills us in that Yisoid Nevi'im means that the Nevi'im came and they made it into a chiv to take the Arava. That which we take the Arava is a Yisoid Nevi'im. We were mentioned earlier, it's a Lach Moshe Mesinai. We'll get back to that. But for now, so one of them said that Arava is a Yisoid Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im established to do it. They made it as a Takana. And the other one says that no, it's Minhag Nevi'im, which means it's a practice that they did, and it became a minhag, but it was never an official takana. It was never an official mitzvah derabanan, so to speak. And the nafkamina Rashi says would be whether or not you make a bracha. If it's a yisayid nevi'im, that they made it as a takana, so now being that we have a chiv d'oraisa to listen to the rabbanan, like the Gemara says in Masecha Shabbos by the sugi of Ner Chanukah, so we could even make a bracha. We could say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav. We could say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. We could say v'tzivanu. We could say that Hashem commanded us to do the mitzvah because we have a chiyuv to listen to the Rabbanan who told us to do it. So if it's a Yisayid Nevi'im, we could even make a bracha. However, if it's a Minog Nevi'im, if it's just the practice that became part of our became part of our religion, that's what we do, so then there's no chiv to listen to any rabbanon. There's no chiv, and therefore we can't say vitzivanu memela. You can't make a bracha. So that would be the nafkamina. So Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a machlekes about this. One of them said it's yisay neviim. You could make a bracha. The other one said it's minig neviim, and you cannot make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Testayim, the Rabbi Yochanan, who the Amar Yisoid Nevi'im. I'll prove it to you that it's Rabbi Yochanan, he's the one who said that it's Yisoid Nevi'im, that it's a Takana. The Amar Rabbi Avayu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Arava Yisoid Nevi'im, who we have a memory straight out, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says in Lehedya, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Arava is Yisoid Nevi'im, so says the Gemara, Testayim, it doesn't get more clear than that, so now we have it even, who said which memory. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that Arava is the Yisoid Nevi'im, it's a Takana, you could even make a bracha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who said that Arava is only a Minag Nevi'im, and therefore you cannot make a bracha. However, Amar Le Rabbi Zeir Lur B'Avayu. Rabbi Zeir asked Rabbi Avayu, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that Arava is a Yisoid Nevi'im? It's a Takana of the Nevi'im? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunia Yishbikas Beis Chorson. We just had it, the memory from Rabbi Yochanan, that Esther Netiyahs, Arava V'nisach HaMayim, Halach L'Maisha Mesinai. That Rabbi Yochanan said that Arava is a Halach L'Maisha Mesinai. It's not just a Minag Nevi'im, it's a Chiv Midaraiso. It's a Halach L'Maisha Mesinai. So says the Gemara, Ishtoimim Kesha Achada, that Rabbi Avayu, he was silent for a moment, he didn't know what to say. This was a Shtarka Kasha that Rabbi Zeira asked him, he didn't know what to say. However, Va'amer, then he said, that what you have to say is, Shakchum V'chazru V'yostum. That ain't a Chanami. Really, the idea of Arava is Halacha L'maisha Mesinai. However, eventually shakchum, eventually the halacha was forgotten, v'chazru v'yastum, and then there was a yisay nevi'im that they reestablished it. So really, it's not really, really yisay nevi'im. Really, it's halacha l'maisha mesinai. When Rabbi Yochanan then said it's a yisay nevi'im, he just said that because eventually the chiyav, the mitzvah was forgotten, and the nevi'im reestablished it. But really, in a chanami, in its core, in its root, it's really halacha l'maisha mesinai. Well, says the Gemara, Umi Amr Rabbi Yochanan Achi, would Rabbi Yochanan really have said such a thing, that the Torah and Galus was forgotten, that they forgot the mitzvah? Va Amr Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan said, Dilchain Amri Dilchainhi, that I used to say Torah was yours, was referring to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. But then I realized, no, that no, really it's Dilchainhi, really it's theirs in Bavel, that they didn't forget the Torah and Galus. So Rashi fills us in, it's a longer story in Bava Kama, Kuf Yitzayinam and Aleph, but basically what happened is that Rabbi Yochanan, when he met Rav Kahana and he saw the greatness of Rav Kahana, Rabbi Yochanan was living in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Kahana came from Bavel, and Rav Kahana eventually went to Eretz Yisrael, so when Rabbi Yochanan saw the greatness of Rav Kahana, so he expressed to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, I used to say that you had the Torah, that in Galus Torah was forgotten, in Bavel they forgot the Torah, but now I see Rav Kahana and I see his greatness, he was even able to outsmart me, so now I see that no, really the Torah is theirs, the Bnei Bavel did not forget any of the Torah, I see that they really have the Torah. So you see from here, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that Torah was not forgotten in Galus. It wasn't forgotten in Bavel. So how could you say that really it's Allah Chamaisha Misinai, and then it was forgotten, and then the Nevi'im re-established it. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Torah is in Bavel, that they didn't forget the Torah. They wouldn't have forgotten this mitzvah. So rather, says the Gemara like Asha. Again, we have the Stira. Rabbi Yochanan on one hand tells us that Arava is Allah Chamaisha Misinai. On another hand, he tells us that Arava is Yisai Nevi'im. So says the Gemara like Kasha, it's not a stiro. Kam be Mikdash, kam be Gvulin. See, says the Gemara, in the Mikdash, when they used to go around the Mizbeach, the Mir Mitzvah, or Bizkifa, that was Allah Chamaisha Misinai. That which we take the Arava on the seventh day of Sukkot, that's Bigvulin. That which we take it in Bigvulin, that's just the Yisai Nevi'im. So it's both. There's a Arava, there's a mitzvah of Arava that's Allah L'Meshe Misinai. That's the mitzvah of Arava that was done by Mikdash. The mitzvah that's a Yisai Nevi'im, that's the mitzvah that we do. So there's no stira in Rabbi Yochanan.